The Devil Wears Nada. Female Cookouts 25. Cook Queen, BDSM, Lesbian, Sex, Threesome, Anal Sex, Erotica. Written by Connie Cook Queen. Narrated by Sally Beth. The Devil Wears Nada. Female Cookouts 25. Sally Fillmore was in distress. She'd noticed her husband Warren had stopped giving her the physical attention that he used to dole out freely, and she felt their relationship was struggling. They'd been together nearly a decade, but those years had seen Sally put on weight and lose much of her confidence, while Warren flourished. He was a successful businessman with a salary that far outstripped Sally's, and new hobbies and interests that were out of her comfort zone. She felt as though she was losing him. Warren often commented on the women he'd see on the television or in movies, pointing out their flawless figure to Sally, who would sit uncomfortably next to him, wondering how the hell she could ever achieve such a physique. Exercise wasn't something Sally enjoyed, and food was something she found great comfort in. It was a vicious cycle that was only ever going to end one way. Even though Sally knew that Warren's overt suggestions were encouragement, she knew too that they were a problem. Soon Warren would grow tired of endlessly trying to get Sally to do more, and he'd leave her for a superior model. Rather than going down the practical route, Sally sought a solution in something much more arcane. In her youth, she'd fancied herself a Wicca, and often experimented with spells, potions, and tinctures, but she was about to venture further than she ever thought possible. Sally had unearthed a mysterious tome in the cellar of the city library. The weighty dog-eared book was bound in wood with sinister carvings on its cover that depicted flayed corpses and smirking demons. In it, she found mysterious passages, some in Old English and others in Latin and French. The book warned of the consequences of experimenting, but what else was Sally to do? She had to try something. Late one night, when her husband was out with his work friends, Sally sat on the tiled kitchen floor with the book open next to her. She looked at the pattern she'd made in front of her. It was a pentagram etched in sea salt, with a lit wax candle at each point, housed in a silver candlestick holder. The book was very specific about these details, and it had taken Sally some time to source and pay for the items. She was fully invested in the procedure, but never really believed it would work. She figured she had nothing to lose, and lighting...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?